The other thing that I do with fear of missing out is, this is really good for a lot of you, and this is what I do in the mornings, is when I'm in this kind of mode. I did a lot of this when I was doing my drinking work, because I just, now I have such a good relationship with my wine. Like, I literally, it took me so much writing about it, is I wrote about, what do I miss out on when I do have these things? So, like, I understand why I want it, and I understand, like, the part of me that whines about it and stuff, and I know that I'm going to watch it and stuff. But on the occasions when I am saying yes, I just want to be real crystal clear and honest with myself about the other side, all the things that I am missing out on in life because I'm eating free donuts, because I'm not stopping when I've had enough at Thanksgiving. Like, during Hanukkah, thinking I have to eat all the food. You know, those are the things you want to think about. Like, what am I missing out on long term, short term? Like, for me, a big one when I was working on, like, cutting back wine, because I was drinking wine more than I wanted. So when I say cutting back wine, it wasn't for weight loss. It was because I noticed I wrote about my wine for a long time. I allowed myself to just have all the wine I wanted. We didn't have to plan it, but I was always going to I just spent a long time tracking it. And I wanted to really understand why I was drinking. And I did it from a place where I did not beat myself up anymore. I learned how much wine and what kinds make me feel like shit, and which ones, like, I can have a mediocre day the next day, and which ones I can have a great day the next day. It didn't seem to impact me hardly at all. I learned when I was drinking because I'd had a bad day, or I wanted to connect, or I felt disconnected, when I was bored. Like, I learned all of that. I also learned through it all the times that I would have my wine and would really enjoy it. I would have an amazing time and love the experience and had no regrets the next day. So I did a lot of really understanding it, and then started setting in boundaries around it. Like, this is how I roll. This is what I do now. This is just part of it. And then I got used to the version of me that did all that. I got used to the version of me that still whined when she wanted wine, but it was so much easier to talk to her because I also understood all this other stuff. And I kept telling myself, I know how bad we want it, but I'm really sick and tired of being someone who wakes up the next day with regrets. And I'm really tired of being someone who drinks when it's not fun. I want to be the person who's having fun. I want to be like, I want all of the experience. And when I, like, really wrote about it and talked to myself about it a lot, it just started happening. I didn't have to have, like, all right, and today is the day that I start doing all this. I just naturally started noticing we would go out and it would have been because I had a bad day, and I'd be sitting there and I would feel myself, like, I would know I was distracted. I would know that it was because of a bad day. And I would catch myself stopping drinking way earlier than usual. So much awareness was coming around, and these little wins were popping up, these little moments. I started noticing that I would just know I was going to have a bad day. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'm just like you guys. There are just certain days I know the stuff on my schedule, and I'm like, yep, this is going to be one of them days. You're going to end the day very tired. And when I say a bad day, I don't always mean, like, in the shitter, but I just know this is like this will be a day you're going to end the day really tired. So I'd be like, ooh, at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, we should go out tonight. Let's go out tonight. Let's have wine tonight. It'll be a great way to end the day. And as the day would go along, there would be this other voice in my head that would say, I think this is one of those times you might be wanting to drink just because you're going to be tired. And I would start feeling the tired come on. And I would start having the conversation of, do you really want to do that? What would it be like if just today you just tell Chris right now why you have the guts to say, like, let's just stay in. Let's not go out. And I started making those choices more and more and more. I never expected perfection. I never expected anything. I was just taking the same approach that I did when I lost my weight. I was just stacking little wins. I was just letting myself talk myself into the person I wanted to be because I kept writing and examining the person I was and the person I wanted to be. And I did it all without sitting around telling myself what a terrible person I was.